Invisible Power. Scientific Company Management in Butcher's Lean. Jan Musil. Introduction. When the Butcher brothers set up a shoemaker's workshop in Zlín in 1894, no one in that sleepy little town of 3,000 inhabitants in the middle of a farming region could have guessed that they were witnessing the birth of a footwear empire of which Zlín would be the capital. After initial setbacks, Tomáš Batěr succeeded in getting production up and running, and before the First World War was already exporting his products to the foreign markets. From the 1920s, after surviving the post-war crisis, the business saw a rapid boom, which was not brought to a halt until the political events that led to the Second World War. At that time, the company was producing some 90 million pairs of boots and shoes a year, and Batěr employed 65,000 people. In Czechoslovakia, but especially around the world, hundreds of shops were built, characteristic white tower blocks with sash windows, which would become the symbol of the firm's success. Batěr was independent of suppliers, as he had his own retailers, purchasers and carriers. The firm's scope of businesses expanded to include the production of the company's own machinery, leatherworking, agricultural production, forestry, construction, air transport, including aircraft production, cinematography, the rubber industry, and much more. From the beginning of the 1930s, the firm built other factories and established affiliate companies all over the world. Zlín became the model of a modern industrial town, whose development was closely linked to the needs of its one and only expanding business. Especially after 1923, when Tomáš Batěr became mayor, Zlín turned into an enormous building site and a laboratory for town planning, architectural, cultural, political, and social experiments. The everyday life of the vast majority of the town's inhabitants was determined by the rhythm of production and the interests of the enterprise. The reward for adapting to the tempo was a high standard of living, a broad range of social benefits, a rich cultural life, as well as the chance for self-education and career growth. The company philosophy, Bartism, was optimistic. It manifested itself as faith in progress in a successful future, which will be achieved through enterprise, great commitment, and the purposeful, rational use of resources. The main role in streamlining production and increasing well-being was played by the scientific management system, although this in no way restricted the running of the workshops. On our trail, you'll see the ubiquitous association of the enterprise's power with science, and how powerfully science influenced the lives of everyone at Butcher's.